Here's his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Hour number three, Steve Starr is riding shotgun with us. Steve, okay, tell me this story one more time, will you?
Okay, this happened back in 1986, actually. One of the fellows that used to run with Obama in his crowd back in those days, a guy by the name of Gay Ray, Raymond Boyer, known as Gay Ray to Obama and his marijuana-smoking chum gang, was bludgeoned to death with a hammer. And that was about
Did he
seven...
know Larry Sinclair?
I don't know. Larry Sinclair. Wait a minute. Is that Earl Sinclair from Dinosaurs? Or which Larry Sinclair? Who is that? I'm trying to think of who Larry Sinclair is.
I thought that was Obama's gay lover.
Nah, I'm not sure. Well, he could have, but that was Chicago era. A lot later, wasn't it? Okay. If I'm correct.
I got time frame, my Barry Sotero gay lover time frame all messed
up. We got to get the time frame out for the chronology of Barry Sotero, Barack Obama's sorted past. Well, anyhow, what happened here was... things kind of fell apart, you know, after everybody else went to become writers and poets and intellectuals and presidents. Gay Ray kind of wandered around and had a lot of problems. The extent of Ray's grisly and bizarre reasons for it were set out in mitigation by DeVere, who was jailed for life for the murder. Appeals court documents from 1991 uncovered for the first time by Mail Online revealed DeVere killed Boyer on New Year's Day 1986 because Boyer was killing a friend of his by supplying that friend with drugs. Boyer embarrassed DeVere and put him down in front of other people. Boyer had developed a habit of farting in DeVere's face. Sorry about that, but that's where the story reads. Boyer once attacked DeVere with a knife, slicing DeVere's finger. Boyer made DeVere beg for drugs. And then, of course, DeVere finally lost it and bludgeoned Boyer to death with a hammer. And that was in 86, and he's served a lot of time. He's out now, apparently. And now the whole story is coming out as to what really happened to Gay Ray, who used to hang with, you know, the Chum Gang, as it said. And then, of course, there's a picture of this story. It's on Mail Online, if you would look at it. You can find it there. And it's a Mail Online exclusive. Obama's high school pot dealer, who he thanked for the good times, was beaten to death with a hammer by his gay lover. And it shows, you know, Obama smoking a big fat reefer twisted at both ends. You know what you call that when you have a big reefer twisted at both ends? A full Willie Nelson. Sorry. But anyhow, it's not a funny story, is it?
It's a completely irrelevant story, and it's just...
I don't know if it's irrelevant.
It's pointless. We might as well be talking about celebrity gossip.
You know, that's celebrity gossip, but that doesn't really amount to anything of importance. But here you have...
Does this have to do with the banksters?
I think it has everything to do with Obama's other life. You know, which is always because we're talking about a guy with a completely hidden and redacted past. He's also making executive orders threatening World War III and doing things like that. So he's not just
Might be the suit here, Steve. The suit.
Yeah,
but I think there's a deeper, sinister agenda behind it all. Of course.
Yeah, but where do you separate the suit from the agenda and all the rest of the people? I mean, it's all part of one thing.
You just do. You separate it.
Well, I wish you could. You know, I don't know how you can. I mean, you've got to be able to look at the whole thing as the whole cornucopia, as we so often say, with a plethora number of terms. Don't you think?
The listeners forever are going to have the word cornucopia burned into their consciousness.
Right. We've had a plethora of cornucopias on the Bob Tuscan Show. And by the way, I do want to say this.
It's a plethora, is it not?
It's a plethora. Is it a plethora or plethora or a plethora? Is it a cornucopia or cornucopia? Tomato, tomato. But there, I do want to also actually say something, though, Bob. I do want to encourage your listeners to help him. Keep Bob talking, friends, because the truth is he is facing some situations. Bob did not prompt me to say this, of course, but I do want to give him a little bit of help and support in that. If you can help him out in any way right now, it is tough.
Oh, enough of this infomercial, Steve.
Come on. I know, but the truth is we want to keep you talking, Bob. We want to keep this show going on because
I'm going to talk regardless. I'm not going to play games here and tell my listeners that, hey, you know, I might have to stop doing this, and if you want to keep me on there, pay money. No, I'll talk regardless. I'll make that commitment. However,
I'm sure it helps.
I am hurting, yeah. So, anyways, nobody donated.
Where else do they get these stories about Gay Ray and Obama's past?
Oh, the National Enquirer.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I guess they could. But that costs money, and we're for free. So what you pay for the Enquirer, pay Bob. You know. He is, friends, you know, as the commercial says.
That's like a dollar.
Yeah, a dollar. Isn't that much? I thought the Enquirer went for a lot more than that. You know, what if you get a subscription?
Does it? I don't know.
Let me see what it was. Just kidding. But, you know, yeah, you keep people entertained and informed. We've had some great guests on here. You know, this is not all just, you know, Obama's past that we talk about and celebrity gossip and all that. We have some great guests on here, as we did
tonight.
That's
what Steve likes to talk about.
Yeah, well,
I talk about real issues.
Yeah, you know, Bob, you're like the Dr. Phil of alternative radio. You know, real issues, real people.
Where the hell did you come up with that comparison?
It was in your music, man. Real issues, real problems. The Dr. Phil of
real alternative activism.
Yeah, real activism. How's that working for you, Bob? I don't know, man. I'm in kind of a strange mood. Maybe we should go to calls to kind of quiet me down. What do you think?
Should we?
I don't know. You know, I mean.
What kind of calls, though? We got to motivate people to call in on something.
Yeah, well, you know, how do they follow up on
it? I mean, we can give them the whole open lines pitch, you know, call up on anything you want. I can tell them to call up if they disagree with me on anything or they think, Bob, you're stinking chill. You're not covering this. You're not covering that. You ought to cover this more. You ought to cover that more. Okay, call in about all the aforementioned things, 800-313-9443. But also call up and tell me if you can do a better job than Steve Starrs. No, I'm joking.
You probably can. But
they could all do a better job than me, for crying out loud.
Yeah, but we're here, and we do it because we love it, and the folks are great out there. We do appreciate you all in the audience. We really do, and I think most
what
of the time...
What are all these... videos online about people burning snow. I keep scrolling down seeing these stupid videos about people trying to burn snow. By the way, Steve, 34 degrees here. 34 degrees.
Wow.
Raining outside. Why couldn't it be 3 degrees colder? Do you know how cool that would be to be in the state of Florida and to have it snow one night?
Well, it has before. It's not
I've never seen snow in Florida, though. Me personally. Not in my... nearly 30 years of living.
Well, maybe that's something else that we can hope and wish for. And actually, but you know, you think of it this way, though, Bob. I mean, Florida may do very well with produce and citrus and all that stuff this year because California is in a serious problem. And just like our guest we had on tonight, yeah. I mean, they're shutting down the food supply on us. And you could say, well, it's just the weather. Yeah. I don't know. I think the weather in California is very strange, if you ask me.
But speaking of the cold in the south here, for just a moment before I forget, did you see what's happening in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yeah, man, they really had a pileup down there. It's
my goodness, did they have a pileup. Folks, it's snowing in Atlanta, Georgia, and stuff has hit the fan. It looks like a war zone down there. Imagine what's going to happen when the real stuff hits the fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be bad. Well, I don't, you know, I used to laugh at people who were in the South who had to drive on dry ice. And being from Colorado, driving on snowy weather, has been something I've done most all of my life, even like Loveland Pass, 11,000 feet, where, you know, it's snow-packed and icy, and if you miss the turn, it's, you know, 8,000 or 800 feet down to the bottom, you know what I mean? I mean, I know what it's like up there, and I've done a lot of snow driving, but, man, that black ice is horrible. I mean, I'll tell you, as I was, you know, explaining the other night to Dan when we were on the air, or off the air, I think, I mean, you could have your car sitting on, you know, black ice with a 5-degree incline, and just the wind will start to send it off the road, man. I mean, it's scary stuff.
800-313-9443.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Bob in Las Vegas. Hello, Bob.
Hey, what's up, Bob? Hey, what's up, Steve?
Hey,
I didn't hear the whole interview about the man that's the pig farmer, but I was hearing like little parts of it, and it kind of reminded me of this thing I've read in this book about this court case, Schechter Poultry Corporation versus United States. It was in another book. I don't want to mention what book it's from, but... it had basically kind of do with that a little bit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, but,
what's in that?
What'd you say, Steve?
I said, what's in that? What's in that? The book that he was reading.
Oh, the book that I mentioned of?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a, well, it's a different talk show host book, for lack of better words.
Ah.
But, yeah, I don't want to give him, I don't want to even say his name on the radio, man. I don't listen to him anymore. But he wrote some decent books, I got to say that. But, yeah. But he mentions a bunch of interesting facts in the book. But it was a court case during FDR's term.
Really? Hmm.
Yes. You want to, the spelling of the people, it was Schechter, S-C-H-E-C-T-R, Poultry Corporation versus the United States. It had to do with interstate commerce, basically, but it still would apply today.
I'll have to check it out. I appreciate you bringing up that case. You know, there's a lot of issues like this around, and it seems that farms are taking a lot of the abuse from, well, the federal government, just like so many other aspects of life. But farmers, man, farmers, that's a kind of a big part of our backbone here in our country. You know, that's the breadbasket, if you will.
Yeah.
Seems like the feds are going after everything, either ammunition or farms or, you know, the medical dispensers. Actually, you know what, Steve, being that you're here, I got a question to ask, if you can hear me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Go ahead.
Right. With Colorado, when they do the recreational cannabis use, does that somehow affect a person's Second Amendment? Because here in Nevada, if someone has a medical card, they basically waive their Second Amendment right. From what I hear,
yeah, that's
from
a good
someone
question.
That I know has a card.
You know, I haven't heard anything to that effect. I do know that, you know, the laws pertaining to your employment, you can still be drug tested. The laws pertaining to driving are really horrendous because even if you have a medical, medical card, if you're driving while high, they can bust you and put you through the ringer. So, but I don't know about the Second Amendment. I've never heard anything. I have to look that up.
It's only type of, if you look at it in the aspect of it's a prescription, if someone's prescribed it, like here in Nevada, it's the only time that someone have to waive their Second Amendment rights. If someone gets prescribed like Lortab or Xanax or anything, they don't have to do that, but it's only for herb. Pretty weird.
Yeah, it's really a double standard, isn't it? And, you know, the ruling is 5 nanograms in your blood of THC, which is a very, very small amount, which could be there probably as much as a week and a half after you smoked a lot of pot. So it's really an issue as far as driving goes here. And a lot of people have been complaining about that already because this has become a big cha-ching, you know, for the government. And the fines, the time, the insurance, everything else involved with all this is really a serious issue. So,
yeah.
You know,
I think the double standard is that the banks won't deal with the legal cannabis money. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, they're starting to, though. There are a couple that, I mean, they're actually looking at relaxing some of those regulations recently, and that may change. We don't know yet. But, of course, I think actually the federal, the DEA and some of these other people are having to reconsider from a number of different perspectives. And so I don't know whether it's going to go good or bad in the meantime, but it looks like it's changing. There are a few of the recreational drug facilities. Of course, for a long time, they wouldn't take anything but cash because they had no way of putting the money into the bank and making change. And so it was very difficult because of the banking issues. But that's starting to change. I think they relaxed a few of those regulations in the state of Colorado, particularly with local banks that aren't dealing particularly outside of the state of Colorado. They're allowing them to now have bank accounts with the dispensaries and the recreational locations as well.
Yeah, that's craziness. I don't know. I've seen that they would want to take their money, but hey, you know.
You would think so, but jeez. All right, Bob, always good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, you know, we have a little area just close to where I live where they had one medical dispensary and now it's a recreational as well. But they said that little one shop had raised something like $50,000 in taxes in the last year or two. And so, I mean, it's amazing how much tax they're getting, almost 20 to 25% in some cases. So, I mean, the government's making a lot of money off of this.
I'm against that, big time. Well,
you can always grow your own. You can grow three mature plants and three growing plants in your own facility, in your house, if you keep the door locked.
And all right, keep it away from the kids.
That's right. Kids and minors are not allowed in there, and you can grow your own three mature plants and three plants growing to maturity, a total of six.
Well, we're getting closer for medicinal marijuana here in the state of Florida. We'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Let's talk to, speaking of the state of Florida, let's go to, is it Gear?
That's Gear.
What's up, Gear?
Well, I heard they say the lines were open, and anyway, usually it's not real easy to get in, and I thought I'd just give you some words of encouragement, because you guys are really getting some good information out. You got good hearts, and I just know that the only thing that really makes it worthwhile is, you know, the good guys win in the end. And those on the wrong side are, there's going to be a day of reckoning. So that's what I always keep in mind. So
I agree.
I just want to get a word of encouragement. I love the book of Proverbs. I just read one verse here. It says, when the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous shall see their fall. So anyway, that's what we got. You know, that's what we got to look forward to. And that's all I had to say. I've studied the wicked system for 40 years, the Fed and everything else that's associated with it. I know more and more people are awakening to what's going on, because years ago I was like, people thought I was crazy, but anymore, there's a lot more people starting to figure out what's going on. So,
sure is. Anyway, what part of Florida are you in, Gear?
Pardon?
What part of Florida are you in?
Ormond Beach. Which is right above Daytona.
Okay, do you know our buddy Phil Restino by chance?
No, I think I talked to you once before, and you gave me a number, and the number didn't come through. Something didn't jive, so I've only talked to you, I think, once before.
Get in touch with Phil Restino, man. He's active as heck down there. We're going to actually have him and the organizer from Orlando, one of the groups down there, on the show. They have an event coming up next month together, and I'll let you know about that. But definitely look up Phil Restino, Veterans for Peace, Central Florida, and check that out.
Veterans for Peace?
Yeah, Veterans for Peace, the Central Florida chapter. And his name is Phil Restino, R-E-S-T-I-N-O.
R-I-S-T-I-N-O, Restino.
Yep.
Phil Restino?
Phil, P-H-I-L.
Yeah, P-H-I-L. I got terrible penmanship. I'm scratching it down. Veterans for Peace.
You and me both.
And, my penmanship's bad, and I went to printing, and now I print fast, and so anyway.
Are you a doctor?
I'm a lefty, but no, I'm not a doctor. I'm just a lefty.
Just a lefty.
Lefty. I write with a left, but I'm not. Well, you know, the left, right, it's all a bunch of BS. But anyway.
You're right about that.
Yeah. We're finding more and more that the left and right are fighting against the same enemy, and
true,
people.
Thanks for the words of encouragement. Appreciate your call.
The Bob Justin Show.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World world-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Taking your phone calls at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Steve, everyone's getting sick around here with the flu and whatnot. So I got home from the grocery store today and I washed my hands with Dr. Bronner's under warm water. I told the guy at the cash register he kept using those hand sanitizers. Ugh. The problem with those is they kill all the beneficial bacteria in your hands that fight off the harmful stuff. But anyways, long story short, I took some colloidal silver, I took some elderberry, and hopefully I'll not get sick. Kind of a preemptive measure. I should take colloidal silver more regularly, but I don't, and I'm reminded when I see people are getting sick all around me. Anyways, folks, 800-313-9443, the number to join us. We'll go back to the phone lines now and speak with Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
How are you today?
I'm all right. What's
it sounds you? Like you're kind of down. Steve, I want to tell you something. I listen especially on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays because I know you're going to be on.
Oh, thanks, Lynn.
Okay.
See? Well, there you are, Bob. I do have somebody appreciates me.
Even you
do.
Out on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
You need, your own, you need your own show.
I do.
He's got his own show. It's called the Bob Tuscan Show. What are you talking about?
But that's not why I called.
All Oh, yeah.
You guys were talking about the medical marijuana and the banks.
Yeah, what are you smoking, huh, Lynn?
Nothing tonight, darn it.
Just joking.
I'll have nothing. Hey, this stuff's too expensive. By the way, here's a more ominous news that came out of the Chicago Tribune. What they're proposing is medical marijuana laws that say if you qualify, you may not be able to qualify to have a gun.
Yeah.
Dopey people can't shoot guns.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I thought that I would throw that out there for you because I think that is one of their little gimmicks. Is, hey, we'll let you have your marijuana, but that way we can take your guns.
Right. That could be one of them. Like I said, I haven't heard a lot of that discussed because we have had a real crackdown in the state of Colorado, as you know, Lynn, on gun laws through the Democratic state legislature. And we've pulled two of them out of there, three actually already. And, of course, Governor Hickenlooper, I call him Chicken Cooper, since he's very deep into Agenda 21 and all that stuff. This guy, watch this guy, he's dangerous. He's in trouble, and I think the Democratic senators are also in trouble, not only because of the gun laws, but because of Obamacare and everything like that. So, and we've had all these sheriffs that stood up for the rights of people to have and own and possess firearms according to the Second Amendment. And yet, you know, I haven't heard a whole lot of talk about the Second Amendment issue and pot. Now, I suppose, yeah, I should do some research on that, and I will for your sake and others listening who've asked this question as well, find out what is going on with that Second Amendment issue and how that pertains to all this. And is there any connection to the gun laws and the marijuana legalization here in the state? We'll find out very soon.
Well, you get a bunch of people sitting around smoking cannabis. They're not going to get up and go out shooting guns. They're going to be asking you to pass the Doritos.
Yeah, there
not
you
necessarily.
Go.
But give
not
them a bunch of alcohol, and who knows what you're going to get.
Well, that's a different story. Alcohol does promote violence, and I don't doubt that people who use cannabis tend to be more peaceful, but people who use cannabis also have the potential of being peaceful in the sense that they're going to shoot guns and bear arms for the sake of preserving the peace. Guns, on some level, are very peaceful. And cannabis users should and could advocate that. So I wouldn't necessarily jump to conclusions and apply that stereotype. And plus, I hope if they're using cannabis, they're not eating Doritos because those are filled with MSG.
Oh, I know. They're awful. I don't eat that stuff. Chicago Tribune is where I found this one particular article. There's more. It just came out January 22nd. And it might be worth looking into. I think because Obama didn't get the traction on confiscating guns, this might be a trick way of getting them.
You might be right about that. I think there's definitely, you know, with all of these moves, there's highly calculated thought behind them. And this might have a different effect on the populace that they're anticipating. And as a result, yeah, they do want to come after the guns. There's no doubt about that. The powers that shouldn't be find it deeply troubling that we here in this country are the last beacon of hope in the sense that we have the most guns left. And that really is no bueno to them.
Well, they keep forgetting that guns don't kill. It's people that kill, and we need to get all these young people off these psychotropic drugs. At any rate, that's all I had to say, and I will let you go. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks,
Lynn. Thank you, Lynn.
Have a good evening, guys. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Well, there you are, Bob. See, I do have fans, and, you know, all the time.
You have one fan.
Okay, well, there's some others.
She's the only person ever that has ever called in to compliment you.
You know, I'm getting better at least a little. Yeah, we have fun on the show. We do appreciate all you listeners, and I mean,
and Steve's great. You know, Steve's a big part of this show. You know, it's called the Bob Tuscan Show. Whatever, Steve's a big part of it. You know, the name is just a name, right? So,
well, the truth is, and you know, this isn't something that it's really not like on the record, but Bob and I have been working for quite a while together, and Bob and I kind of had a little falling out because he wanted me to do the show all the time, and I just didn't have the energy and the strength and the drive that he did. So
we had a falling out, though?
Well, we remember that for a while. We were just like, you know, you wanted me to keep going, and you were calling me a wussy and all this stuff, man. And,
really?
Yeah, don't you remember that?
No.
I'll play the shows. No, it wasn't on the air, but actually, you know, Bob has the drive, the youth, and the exuberance, and of course,
I was busting your chops, but
yeah,
wasn't.
You were, man. Yeah, you were. So it's not like I'm, you know, begging to get on and do all this as much as he does because I know what it takes out of people, and it's very tough, friends. It really is because
but you're doing a lot, man. 3 days a week, and
yeah,
it's been a
lot. Yeah, I'm trying to help you out, man, because I believe in your vision and it's mine as well, and you're carrying most of the load here. That's why I try to chip in and help a little bit with my time.
All right, fair enough, and we appreciate the callers chipping in as well, especially in the last segment. So last call, any callers? You're welcome to join us, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Email me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. Or go to the website, bobtuskin.com. You'll see an email us button on the right-hand side of the page. You know, Steve, we're publishing things daily at the website now. No joke. We have news that I'm writing. I'm writing an article every single day. You can find my articles on my website. I'm also highlighting a lot of great videos, some of the videos we have up there. Baker's Green Acres versus Michigan DNR, Family Farm Under Attack. That's a YouTube made about the guest we had on last hour. I got a great video about Iranian Jews and them calling out the State of Israel. And They're saying their national identity is not for sale, even though Israel has offered these Iranian Jews $10,000 to immigrate out of Iran to go to Israel.
Yeah.
So, very interesting.
I had a very good friend that I met in college back in the time of the fall of the Shah, who was an Iranian Jew. And we got
people forget.
And, I mean, he was caught in between everything. I mean, where are you going to go? I mean, he was an Iranian, and Americans didn't like him, but he was a Jew. And you know, of course, with the Islamic Revolution, they became unpopular for a while, and you know, it was a real tough time for him, you know. And he, good kid though, you know, he just kind of gave me an honest outlook on the whole thing. His family, of course, had been in Persia for many, many years, thousands of years really. So, and we've seen the pictures of Ahmadinejad embracing some of the Jewish leaders in New York when he was there, who do not support the nation of Israel for a lot of reasons. And you know, it's not like the Iranians hate all Jews, or they didn't for a long, long time until recently. And so I'd like to read that article on bobtuskin.com, another plug, right?
Yeah, awesome. So, yeah, check that out. Final segment coming up, your phone calls, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back in just seconds, folks. Hold on. We'll try to wrap things up and end things with a bang. Uh-oh. I might get in trouble if I say things that way, Steve. Not a bang, not as in an actual physical explosion, but, you know.
One of those target words.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll end things with excitement and information.
Yeah.
Not a bang. Forget I said that. Sorry.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever.
That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
All right, last segment tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Take your calls at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Last call. Let's talk to Wally. Hello, Wally.
Wally?
That's you, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's Wes from Idaho. I figured
you'd
know my name.
hold on here, Mr. Okay. Cruz. Put him on hold.
We got a good connection, though, this time.
He does have a good connection. Put him on hold. Did you think there was a Wally from New Brunswick on the line, Mr. Producer, or do we get our lines crossed? What's the deal?
You got Wally from New Brunswick.
Okay, now we have Wally. Okay, cool. Okay. We'll get back to you, Wes, in just a moment. Wally, you're on the air. Hello.
Okay, you wanted somebody to call in, so I thought I'd call in with a programming suggestion.
Okay.
How about some reality radio, Follow the Life of a Politician?
Wow. Yes, the serpentine path of many politicians.
Be, quite evil.
Could you imagine the microphone in President Obama's cabinet meetings?
Oh, geez. We might not be able to play that over the airwaves. We have FCC regulations.
We could call it the beep show then.
Like that.
There you go.
See how many beeps you get in the how many beeps you get in an hour.
There's a lot.
I think it'd be funny just to hear all the things that Biden says about Obama behind his back.
Some of those reality shows that they've had on before, who is it that they followed the life of a musician there a while back, and they weren't a whole lot of beefs in that show. They were getting away with it, so you do it with a politician and with a cabinet room.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Wally.
Yeah. And we could have Bob up there doing the recording.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'd be too obvious. I'd be too invasive. You know, it would take away from the natural happenings of the politicians.
Well, it's just a suggestion for you.
I like it, Wally. Thanks so much. Reality radio, following the politicians.
Yeah. Well, there certainly is a plethora and a cornucopia. Of evil politicians. We don't have to worry about not finding enough. We just got to find a way to record them.
That's it, you know. Yeah, just
we could put an RFID chip in their bodies.
Yeah. Well, you know, like one of those mics that, you just clip onto the lapel and picks up everything around him within...
Right.
Within a few feet around him. So, you know, it's not like you need a whole lot of equipment or anything.
Yeah. Like the NFL has for the mic'd players, you know what I mean? Are you mic'd this week?
Yeah.
You might even be able to get the NSA to wire them up for you.
That'd be great.
He said NFL, not NSA. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
Please don't bring up the NFL again, Steve. Come on.
Come on, man. Super Bowl week, dude, and my team
is
going.
Who the hell cares?
I don't really care if Seattle or Denver win that much, but, you know, I'm an old Bronco fan, so I want to see what they got for their money. If you want to buy the Super Bowl, that's about what they did with Peyton Manning and all these others, you know.
Well, wasn't there a program on a few years ago, Something Nation?
Obama Nation? No, that
wasn't
was
Obama Nation. Yeah. Now, what I was thinking, another reality type show is, it's like those cop shows where you follow the cops going out on raids and so on.
Mm-hmm.
How about an NSA show where you follow the NSA listening in on some folks?
Oh, that would be really exciting. Watching them watch us.
Well, there you go. Yeah, watch us watch you.
Yeah, that's what we got to call it.
I like it, Wally. You got a great sense of humor, man, and I appreciate the call. Well, go to Wes now in Idaho. Jeez, Wes, what are you doing, man?
Bob and Steve, I could hear your conversation on the commercials and bumper music while it was going on. A second vote.
Yeah, and did you hear us say nasty things about you?
It wasn't too bad.
No, Steve, we like you. I
think Steve served to kind of put a check on you. And my second vote here for Steve Stars is good.
Thanks, Wes. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah,
it,
that's great.
Steve versus Bob popularity contest tonight.
Wow. Wes is a fan. That's not saying much, though.
But Wes is the guy, man. You know, he's with us, and he's in Coeur d'Alene in downtown listening on air.
No, he's not in Coeur d'Alene. That's the different guy from Idaho.
Idaho
caller straight here.
Wes, right. Where is
Bill in
you,
Idaho
Wes?
Calls from Coeur d'Alene. Wes, where the heck are you?
I'm 25 miles east of Coeur d'Alene in the Silver Valley, which is Scotland's name because millions, if not billions, of ounces of silver were mined out of this valley.
Wow.
That's why it's called the Silver Valley.
Oh. Okay.
But I'm only 25 miles from Coeur d'Alene. Now, three things quickly. On YouTube, there is a video, it's called Run from the Cure by a Canadian, Rick Simpson.
We've had Rick Simpson on the radio show, yes.
He is curing cancer with THC oil. He is
correct.
Okay, you know about him.
We've had him on the show.
The point I want to try and make here is that the THC oil is 10 or even 100 times more potent, powerful than smoking marijuana. Denise Minger, do you know who that is? Death by Food Pyramid, How Shoddy Science, Sketchy Politics, and Shady Special Interests Have Ruined Our Health.
Sounds like it's right up our alley. What's your third point? Because we're almost out of time here.
Okay, well, she is very good at taking on the book, The China Study. Here, the third one, new book, it's called Green Brain by David Perlmutter. There's also some YouTube on there, but I just want to point out to you that grain is very wrong for the body to try and process. The paleo people are saying it, but there's also people that are not paleo. That's this guy, David Perlmutter, is not, I believe, paleo. But anyway.
Oh, interesting. Another good book. We can get him on, too.
All right, Wes. Well, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah, what is the official definition of paleo, though, Bob? I've been hearing that word, and I think
I've
got
the idea. Well, it's to go back and eat like our ancestors, way back in the day, hunters and gatherers. Okay?
So they didn't eat grain?
No grains. You know, wild foods.
Nuts and berries.
Meat,
no picnic baskets.
Good fats. Mm. Okay. Lots of high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, and fluoride.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the paleo diet.
Yeah. Been a good show last night.
Yeah, that's good.
We talked with a guy about dental cures, and he recommended
it. I heard that. That was very good. As a matter of fact, I wrote down his information, too.
Yeah. Really. All right, Steve. Well, you get a third vote for me tonight. Good job,
all right,
man.
Buddy. Thanks, man. And thanks to Manny and you too, Bob, and all our listeners.
All right, brother. We'll see you on Friday. Tomorrow night, we got a great guest coming on. Stan Deo joins us on the Bob Tustin Show. Until then, love you.
Them crazy. Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial